If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Eric Bing is the co-author of Pharmacy on a Bicycle, Innovative Solutions for Global Health and Poverty. The publisher is Barrett Kohler Publishers. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen.
So when we got rudely interrupted by the break, Dr. Bing, we were talking about how to use the social networks or community networks to try and change our obesity and our heart disease and our cancer problem in America. That is 70% or so of our total health care costs come from chronic disease treatment that's under our control by managing stress, eating smaller portions and of healthier food, doing physical activity, and controlling or stopping tobacco usage. How do we get that done? We've been 50 years with tobacco, with every kind of outreach, and we're just, I mean, if we spend 50 years in doing this, we won't have education left in the United States the way the cram down is occurring.
No, absolutely. And I'm really glad that you're raising this because I think it's a major challenge that we have here in the United States. As I was saying, one of the things that is happening in developing countries is that care is moving from the clinic to the community and from the community to the household. And that's exactly what has to happen here. Is they're doing it by necessity because they can't afford it and they're having significant improvements in health. We're also going to be having to do it by necessity as well. And it's something that actually works. You know, for now, I was actually just sort of thinking today is, you know, I went running this morning as part of a marathon team. And the reason I got into it is I was walking down in my neighborhood and I started talking to a woman who was walking a dog, and she was doing it, encouraging me to do it. Well, this is actually an organization that is run by a running club. It's a running club, a for-profit running club. But they actually get people together, and the reason we do it is to have fun. But by having fun and by doing this, we're also losing weight. We're getting better cardiovascular health.
But will we be able to do this fast enough? Is there a tipping point in this? Meaning, is there some point at which we'll all start to do this? Or are we going to, I mean, Mayor Bloomberg gets criticized for being nanny state-ish, if you will, because he's limiting the size of sugared beverages, which is just so obvious that we've got to do this voluntarily if we don't do it. But he said we can't do it voluntarily. When do we hit the tipping point? How do we get to that point in the United States?
Well, and I think that this is going to really have to happen community by community, household by household. And I think that's actually one of the things that has begun working in developing countries. It is definitely supported by the government, by putting policies in place often that will support people to do this. And often it is supported by nonprofits and even for-profit organizations that are using these government-supported initiatives to actually help communities. But ultimately, it has to be the community that says that we're going to do something about our lives.
So do we have to hit the same type of crisis point? In other words, you point out in one of the chapters, and it's a brilliantly written chapter, A Mother's Touch, Maternal and Child Health. In Table 9, you have this great task-shifting government health services for women and children and how this went to trained workers and essentially it's a 1 million community health workers to cut maternal and child deaths by probably 45% or 50% if you look at it overall. They cut maternal deaths in Rwanda by 60%, child deaths by 58%. In Ethiopia, maternal deaths by 50%, child deaths by 26%, Brazil 31% each. So do we have to hit a crisis? Is there any way of doing this before then? Because all of these countries really hit crises in maternal and child death.
And I really do believe that we do not have to hit a crisis, as we take control of this, things begin to change. And in each country that you talk about, there's a slightly different approach because the culture is different, the government is different, and things that you can do are different. In Rwanda, it was very largely a government-supported initiative that then got everybody else on the same playing field. In other countries, it's actually been a very different approach, whether that is an NGO that leads the way or a for-profit corporation that may lead the way. Each country is going to do it a little bit differently. And I think the same thing is true here. Each state will do it differently. And within each state, each community will do it slightly differently. And I think having options for communities to choose and then moving forward is the way we're going to have to go. But what I think is important is recognize that government has a role to play, nonprofits have a role to play, and businesses have a role to play. And I think often we sort of think about this is that it's either one or the other. It's not that at all. It's really all of us.
And that's really the lesson of Pharmacy on a Bicycle, how the three sets, business, non-government organizations, and government, can work together with the community to radically change health. Joe?
Yeah.
Dr. Eric Bing. The book is called Pharmacy on a Bicycle. It's published by Barrett Kohler Publishers. Let's get in, if we can, the Real Age Tip of the Week with Dr. Mike.
And this week, it's 10 ways to get more benefits out of your workout. When you're in a time crunch, you want to get the most out of every minute you spend working out, right? I know I do. And although there are a few ways to do this, here's the most important exercise safety rule of thumb. Always, always follow good form. Never sacrifice form for weight. Never sacrifice form for time or intensity. 1, think Botox. Keep your face relaxed and tension-free. 2, keep your gaze at eye level. The simple move prevents neck strain. 3, relax those hunched shoulders. Drop your shoulders as low as they comfortably go. 4, lift your chest slightly. 5, lengthen your spine. Imagine a string pulling on the top of your head up to the ceiling. 6, tighten your abs. Strong abs help support your lower back. 7, never lock your knees. Keep knees slightly bent. Always keep your toes lined up to prevent overstressing your knees. 8, breathe. Count reps out loud to avoid holding your breath when you do resistance exercises. You inhale, relax your lower abs and fill your chest. As you exhale, suck in your abs to force the air out. 9, keep moving between exercises. It keeps your heart rate up. And 10, as you get stronger, work out more. With cardio, go a little longer, a little more intense. With weights, add more reps or lose slightly heavier weights so you don't have to do it longer. The Real Age Benefits, a physical activity program that builds stamina, strength, and flexibility, as well as cardio, makes you your real age for men as much as 8 years younger and women 9.1 years younger. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week, Joe.
Okay, Dr. Mike, listen, miss a show, miss a segment, miss a guest. You can never be in that position. Go to RadioMD.com and check out You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And also now we're on iHeartRadio Talk. Try it out for free. Go to iHeartRadio.com and download the app or use it on the web. Check it out. Have fun with it. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom.
Thanks, honey. Very proud
of you, honey.
Thanks.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julianne and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org to learn more.